Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance at $361 million. Play today.
A woman from Kansas City is among the hundreds of first-time delegates at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Jennifer Finch says her expectations were fulfilled the moment she saw the convention floor.
It was beautiful coming in and seeing the floor and seeing all of the state delegations, the state names. I remember growing up and watching that on television. It's very emotional.
Finch says just voting is great, but for her, that's not enough. She likes being a part of the process and selecting the candidates and getting involved in their campaigns. A double-digit increase has been reported in the number of police officers killed in the line of duty. Alisa Nelson has more.
The number of police officers shot and killed in the U.S. this year has increased 44%. According to Columbia Police Officers Association Executive Director Dale Roberts, he says the attacks in Dallas and Baton Rouge are alarming.
This business of being ambushed, as you said, Brandon, shot in the back of the head, shot in your car when you're sitting there, shot from a sniper up in a parking tower. That's Fallujah. I mean, that's not police work. That's just completely unheard of.
Robert says the department now requires officers to work in pairs. A new survey among Columbia police finds nearly 80% have low morale and many complaints about working conditions. Robert says the Dallas and Baton Rouge shootings could lower morale even more. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The National Weather Service has upgraded parts of Missouri into an excessive heat warning. Excessive heat warnings will be in effect today for the St. Louis area and most of central, west central, and western Missouri, including Kansas City, Sedalia, Columbia, Jefferson City, and the Lake of the Ozarks. The heat index is expected to be in the 105 to 108 degree range. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. The sponsor of a bill requiring Missourians to submit a photo ID before voting predicts the legislature will override Governor Nixon's veto in September. Brian Houseworth files this report.
Lee's Summit GOP State Senator Will Krause notes the Senate passed his bill 24-8 in May. An override requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers, which means at least 23 votes in the Senate.
I fully believe there'll be 24 people that are voting to override, or at least 23. We will make sure, as we get closer to veto session, we'll make sure that everybody plans to attend, and we'll double check and make sure nobody's changed their mind.
The Missouri House also approved the bill in May with more than a two-thirds majority. Democratic Governor Nixon says Krause's bill would disproportionately impact seniors and the disabled. Governor Nixon vetoed a similar bill in 2011. Brian Houseworth, the Missouri Net.
You'll find more news online, including this newscast, at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.